A reading from the book of Genesis. When Abram prostrated himself, God spoke to him. My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham. For I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you throughout the ages as an everlasting pact to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan, as a permanent possession. And I will be their God. God also said to Abraham, on your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents, and the judgments he has uttered. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham, and by his oath to Isaac. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, and as did the prophets, yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" And Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. Many, 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 many years ago, I was about 16 years old, and I was driving with my grandmother, and I'm talking about going to seminary, and she said, "Well, you know, yeah, all this stuff," and she had great devotion. I mean, she just let something she was thinking about, because she must have heard it somewhere. It says, "Well, you know, Larry, I know that Jesus never said he was God." And I said, "What?" "Well, we know he never said he was God." I go, "Graham," which I called her. I says, "It's very clear in John chapter 8:58. Before Abraham is or was, I am." As we talked about the other day, he uses the "I am," the bread of life, "I am," the good shepherd, "I am." He uses the very word Yahweh. In the scriptures, if you saw it, "I am" is capitalized. He's explicitly saying, "I am God." That's why they wanted to kill him. And so we got to, first of all, make sure we know that and we believe that. And then it's interesting because in the very first reading, the very first line, it says, when Abraham prostrated himself, God spoke to him. Sometimes we don't hear what God says to us because we don't humble ourselves before him. Humility is what's so necessary to know God. Humility is what's so necessary to do anything. And so here he did a posture, a physical posture of humility, and he fell down before God. And then God spoke to him. If we want God to truly speak to us, we have to prostrate our hearts before him, and then God will speak. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and